Joining us now is Senator Jeff Flake. Last time we talked to, well, 3 weeks ago we talked to the senator. It was after a shooting, and thankfully Steve Scalise is making progress. And then last week we had the privilege of having the senator from Arizona in our studio, and he joins us now with big news about the VA. But Senator, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
So, Senator, I want to talk about the VA, but I do want to talk about what's going on with health care. Where do you stand with what Mitch McConnell was proposing a couple of days ago and pulled back?
Well, I'm glad that we've had extra time to work on this. We've got to do two things, in my view. One, we've got to make sure we don't pull the rug out from anybody that has coverage. That's what Obamacare did. And thousands of Americans have suffered because of that. They lost their insurance because Obamacare came in. And second, we've got to have something that's sustainable over time. And the Medicaid program, we've got to put it on a sustainable path forward. It isn't right now. So those two things are tough to reconcile. And so we're spending more time at it, as we should.
President said, you know, look out. We might have a surprise before Friday. That would leave today or tomorrow. Listen to what he said.
Healthcare is working along very well. We could have a big surprise with a great health care package.
What do you mean by a big surprise, sir?
I think you're going to have a great, great surprise. It's going to be great.
Senator, I know you're not a close confidant of the president, but do you know what he's talking about?
I don't. I know that there are a lot of negotiations going on. There are some good ideas being put forward, but if there's a big surprise, I'll be waiting with everybody else to hear it. We're just trying to get something that we can ensure works and that we can pass it.
Are you close? I mean, we know moderates are upset and real conservatives like Cruz, Cotton, and Rand Paul saying, I can't sign on to this, but I want to work through it. Moderates like Susan Collins don't even seem to be zoned in don't seem to be trying to work it out. Where do you stand?
Well, if you look in my state of Arizona, the exchange has been a failure, huge failure. 14 out of 15 counties have only one insurer. We had some individuals in Arizona experience a 116% increase in premiums last year. So you the exchange has not worked at all. On the other side, you have about 400,000 Arizonans who have picked up coverage under Obamacare through Arizona's Medicaid program. And they certainly don't want to lose the coverage they have. And the state of Arizona doesn't want this to ratchet down quickly because it would leave them exposed budget-wise. So we have competing interests certainly in Arizona as well. And that's why it's a difficult bill to write. Obamacare has been a mess. It really has. It's taken away the insurance that a lot of Americans have had. It's given some Americans coverage who are much better off. But it's not something that is sustainable when you have growth rates of, you know, 1 or 2% above medical inflation on some of Medicaid. That, by definition, is not sustainable. So we're trying. I was glad to see it put off. I had concerns, obviously, about it. I was one of those pushing for more time, and I'm glad we've got it.
All right. And lastly, this is what Senator Rand Paul brought up with us today on Fox and Friends and on the story last night. From what you hear of it, I want to get your impression of a Cut 5.
The idea has been talked about for, I think, at least a year in private that there may be another opportunity of a separate bill that has more bipartisan support that would include some of the spending that some of the people in the Republican caucus want. And I think if you separate it into two bills, I think you could get this done really even by Friday. You could come to an agreement.
So you'd have spending in one bill, and then you'd have the new plan in the other. Have you heard about splitting up the bill?
Rand was talking about that at lunch yesterday. I think we need to fully understand what that would do, particularly on the spending bill. Mm-hmm. There are obviously reforms that we've got to make to Obamacare, and I think Rand's point has always been we've got to have something that brings down premiums so that people can afford it. Under Obamacare, there were 20 million Americans who didn't have coverage, and most of them didn't have coverage because they couldn't afford it. And there's got to be ways to bring that down. But whether we can split it into two bills and do it that way, I I'm not certain, but I think we can certainly explore it.
I want to talk about the VA, and the president is making progress there. We know he was very happy to sign a VA bill. You want to take a look at that, too. That matters a lot to you. I think everything broke when the VA scandal and it was exposed in Phoenix. So tell me about what you want to do with the Veterans First Act of 2017.
Well, what I have is I have something called the Serve Veterans Act of 2017. I certainly support the CHOICE Act. That has helped Arizonans. It has helped with wait times and giving Arizonans outside of a 40-mile radius of a VA facility some more choice than they had before. But one thing that we discovered looking at this is that at the VA, you have some 346 VA employees that spend 100% of their time on union activities, and they're paid by the federal taxpayer. 1.1 million federal work hours was spent at the VA on union activities, not on providing care to veterans. And so what we've done is crafted a bill and said that the VA cannot pay for union activities until we get wait times to the 30-hour minimum standard that the VA itself has set. And I just think, I don't know how we can stomach paying just for union activities, not VA care activities, when we still have wait times exceeding 30 days.
Have you seen an improvement yet?
Yes, we have seen improvement, but it's certainly not what it needs to be. 2017 VA Officer General, or I'm sorry, Office of
the GAO.
The Inspector General. I'm sorry, I get these acronyms mixed up. The Inspector General put out a report that said that the current wait times remain a problem for the VA. In Arizona, we know that in 2015, one veteran died because of the wait times, and 2014 it may have been a higher number than that.
Right.
So this is life or death for our veterans out there, and we certainly shouldn't be paying for union activities, non-VA care activities with federal taxpayer money while those wait times are significantly higher than they should be.
All right, good. So we want to get the word on that. Lastly, the president's going to go over his G20, and he's going to have a chance to meet with a lot of our allies and, in one case, our enemy, and that is Vladimir Putin. Should he go out of his way? Are you into the belief, Senator Jeff Flake, that the president should meet with Vladimir Putin when they're there?
I'm never one to say that you can never meet with foreign leaders, even our enemies. We meet with them. But we've got to have an underlying strategy when we do it, and we've got to make sure that Russia doesn't continue with its adventurous policy, particularly in Eastern Europe and in the Middle East. So I'm not one to say don't meet, but have a strategy for where we're going first.
Absolutely. And then let them know with these sanctions coming down on you with retribution there. If you still want to talk to us, that's up to you. But I would love to know, let them know that they're going to pay for what they did to our election. Senator Jeff Flake, I know you have to run. You got a huge agenda today. Thanks so much for talking about the Serve Veterans First Act of 2017 and letting us know your all ears when it comes to health care, if it's the right plan. Thanks so much, Senator.
Appreciate it, Brian.